What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Dame Marie.
It's the one and the only Danielle.
And it's the Soulful Sage himself.
And we have a special guest with us today. Can we get a drum roll, please? I mean, I wish I had a drum to actually drum roll.
Sound effects.
Put that budget in there. Sound
effects. But go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yo, what's up? My name is Julian Price. I'm a lover of poetry and a poet of love. So that's me.
Okay.
All right. And what better day to have a poet of love for an episode about love?
Okay, so just to hop right into the summary of the episode, obviously, Danielle just said it. This episode is all about poetry and love. So just poems about love. It could even be about heartbreak, because that encompasses love as well. Like, you know you've loved once you've been hurt, I feel. Yes. So that's what this whole episode is going to be about. You're going to hear our perspectives on it. And we also have a spotlight poem from none other than our own co-host, Miss Danielle. So we're going to get into that, and then we'll move on. So take it away.
All right. So typically I introduce our spotlight poet. So, but since I am the spotlight poet, I'm just going to go ahead and preface this with the fact that this poem can be seen as a poem about love. You just got to listen to it. All right. So this poem is called 500 Miles Per Hour. You ask me, how has your experience with love been? And I say, it's been good. But if I'm being honest, it has been nothing less than catastrophic. Because when I think of the love I've experienced, I think of drowning. And when I think of drowning, I think of tsunamis. And when I think of tsunamis, I think of debris, glass, metal shards, and detached parts of trees, all penetrating my body, weakening me. And as I'm stuck in this series of waves, all I can think about are the many waves of goodbye to the love that I always wanted but could never sustain. I think about the cloudy days and constant pouring of rain. And then I think about him. And him. And him. All of them. Men who came into my life at 500 miles per hour and left soon after. Men, all unintentionally teaching me to be other than, to be as graceful as a summer's breeze and as soft as a backyard stream. Because although I have experienced catastrophes, I was able to rebuild, to grow, and to prepare myself for the love I always wanted through a love that was my own.
I know we're supposed to snap. But God,
okay. Okay. Okay.
Snaps. I'm cheered up over here. I'm not even going to lie to y'all, but that might just be because I got a lot going on. But that was a beautiful poem. And that wasn't might be about love. That was about love. Heartbreak and all. That was the epitome of experiencing love. So let's hop right on into the spotlight poem discussion. Let's hear your thoughts, questions, comments, concerns. The floor is all of ours. I'm going to shut up and let y'all take over.
Okay. All right. So, I know y'all probably wondering, oh, what made you write this poem? Well, I originally wanted to write a poem about a specific person. And sometimes, like, when it comes to your art, you just might not be ready. I was not ready to write a poem about this specific person, and I'm probably still not ready. I wrote this poem probably a month ago because I knew I was gonna have to write a poem about love. So then I thought, okay, well, I don't have a lover, so maybe I could write about heartbreak in some kind of way. But at the end of the poem, I wanted to give myself that kind of hope and give myself acknowledgement for the fact that I did not allow heartbreak from multiple different people to make me become hard or make me become destroyed or damaged. And that's what tsunamis do. But the great thing about, you know, catastrophes is that people are able to rebuild and sometimes make something better. So that's what I did with this poem.
I like that. That's a good outlook to have on things. That's literally the epitome of strength-based perspective. Sorry, I'm going all psychological on y'all, but literally the epitome of that perspective. And I tell people, I think I was having this conversation with Danielle last night, actually. I'm very much so, we're so much alike in that aspect of, like, regardless of how many times I've been hurt and how bad you've hurt me, I refuse to love like I've been hurt. I will always love like I've never been hurt. So I think that's why I could resonate with that poem a lot. Dang, 5 miles, 500 miles per hour, girl, dang.
That's how fast a tsunami goes. Good. That's how I came up with the title.
That's dope.
I like and that. I'm a water sign. So a lot of the poem had to do with water. I am a water sign, like Scorpio gang over here.
It's lit. Already know. Okay. But what was y'all thoughts on the poem?
I was going to say, thinking about water signs, as a fellow water sign, I've definitely understood that turbulence of love and other relationships and moments, and it really just reverberated with me too. And I really love that you brought it to be like 500 miles per hour, because I feel like that's how it always felt in other times. Like, it felt so fast. Either emotions will come, burn, singe, leave, either from both ways or whatever happened from it. And I definitely understood, like, coming out of it, seeing it as a type of beauty. I had one person once told me, I forgot who I was talking to, and they were like, every time you love someone, they always leave you a lesson, good or bad, but you always bring a lesson out of it. So definitely going to your ending about talking about learning to love yourself, learning to love and just making sure it built you instead of ever tore you down. I definitely just felt all that so much. I really did. Cancer gang, cancer gang.
I guess y'all are right.
No, I really enjoyed, like, the consciousness of your role in the process of sharing love with somebody, and how that can be so, especially when you take time to sit and think and write about it, it can be so liberating. Because I think that what a lot of society teaches us is a specific way to love. And that if it doesn't look like this, then it's not right, or it's not going to be good enough. And that love poetry in general is, in my opinion, intended to be a breakaway from that. And it's specifically intended to challenge those narratives of what love is supposed to mean in individual circumstances. And further, I think the theme around tsunamis is really interesting, because, you know, when tsunamis come through, you have this main wave, and then typically that wave will recede, and it will bring stuff. That recession is powerful too. So when it leaves, it drags stuff with it. So that's another form of destruction that you have to experience. And then you end up getting smaller waves that come from that. So it's like, when you go through love, it's not just you love and then you're done loving. Like, the process of loving is powerful. And then falling out of love is powerful too. And then you get the ripples that come from that entire process as well. It's just an interesting thing.
Yeah. And to piggyback off of that real quick, because you said something really powerful in that about the recession. Love and heartbreak is a ripple effect. Like, I don't know how many people have been in a relationship. Like, I know for me personally, I always get in relationships with project people. When I say what I mean about this, and you already know this, Danielle, but what I mean by this is people attract to me because they know I have a helping spirit. And so I typically fall in love with the potential of that person, while meanwhile they're falling in love with who they're becoming and not falling in love with me. And so when you are loving somebody, and you experience that heartbreak, and oftentimes after you experience heartbreak from one person, it's a ripple effect, because it brings back the memory of all those other heartbreaks that you've had. And I feel like that your poem really expressed that, especially at the part when you said, and him, and him, and him. because it is, it's just a ripple effect. You bring up all these old memories and then you start throwing yourself pity party, unless you're like me and you're like, on to the next. But you know, it is. you gotta do what you gotta do. And last thing I'm gonna say, cause I could talk about this all day long. Y'all know I love love, that's me. but the last thing I wanna say is, please y'all get this in your head. There's a difference between loving somebody and falling in love with somebody. Like, get that in your head, because you could love somebody and have love for somebody and not be in love with them. I have loved all my exes and still have love for them. They can call me today and I'll be like, yo, what's up? What you need? You need me? Whatever. We're friends. We're cool. I have love for you. Despite what happened, despite what went down, we're good. Was I in love with you? No, because if I was, I would never be able to fall out of love with you. So let's get that straight, because it's a huge difference, okay?
Wait a minute. I know we can't get into that too much, but I slightly disagree.
Go ahead.
I slightly disagree. Because if you can say that you can fall out of love with somebody, then that means it happened. So that means that it could have existed. But y'all, we're not here to be talking about that. We're here to talk about love and poetry. So we're gonna go ahead and go to a commercial break. I really appreciate y'all's like input on what you said about my poem. I low-key got a little bit emotional hearing what everybody said in response to it. Aww. Yeah, this was really good. But yeah, we got to go to a commercial break, y'all.
All right, y'all, we're back from that commercial break, and I know y'all ready for this good old discussion about love and poetry, so we're just gonna hop right on in. And the first question that I have for everybody is, can anyone write a love poem, like male, female, dog, cat? I mean, I'm exaggerating, but can anyone write a love poem?
Boston, you look like you want to answer.
Oh, I was just waiting.
But, you look like you was meditating.
I'm dead. But I mean, yes. I feel like there's nothing that could make someone not be able to write a love poem, either positive or negative. I think everyone has felt some type of love, whether they enjoyed it or not. And even if it wasn't as like strong as other times of love, I think there's always a point in life that someone could write a love poem.
Okay. I would say, of course, anybody can. Like, even if you got to use the template, like roses are red, violets are blue, like just go off of that and you can write a love poem. And the poem doesn't necessarily have to be about somebody that you were in a romantic relationship with. You could write a love poem to your mom. Like, I've done that before. You can write a love poem to your dog. You can write a love poem to your favorite color. Like, you can write a love poem about anything. And that's just how it goes with love, because you can love a lot of different things. And I also wanted to say there's different styles of writing the love poems too. Some people might think that, oh, I have to write it in a certain kind of way. No, we got sonnets, we got haikus, we got free verse. Like, you can write a love poem in any kind of way. So yeah, anybody can write a love poem.
That's a fact. I agree. I think anyone, I mean, why not? It could be two words or two paragraphs. I think if you have something to say, and if you have ever experienced it, I will say, because there are some people who have yet to experience love. So in that case, you might struggle with writing a love poem. But if you love your parents or your sister or your brother, I think you'll be able to kind of write out what that feeling is and imagine how that might feel for a future significant other, future spouse or whatever. So I definitely think anyone can write a love poem. It's just about whether you feel comfortable or not. That's a different story, but I definitely think it's possible.
That's facts.
I think I was kind of conflicted when I first heard the question. I was debating on, well, I wanted to separate the two, like can everyone write a poem and can everyone be in love, or can everyone love? And I struggled with, can everybody write a poem for a while? But I mean, nobody can judge a poem. So nobody can say this isn't a poem. So technically everybody can write a poem. And when you think about, can everybody love? I don't think that really matters. I think that love and love poems can be just an observation of it. And it doesn't have to involve somebody being in the process of loving. Like, I can write a love poem about two other people that I'm observing at the park. So I don't have to experience love. I just have to be able to see some signs that it exists, or not see signs, because I could write a love poem that's like, I don't know what love is.
So. That's a good point. I was going to say as well, I forget the phrase. We were just talking about it last class too. I forget the specific phrase, but I wonder if, going back to that idea of anyone, you know, being inclusive, that idea of those who are like detached, or face those different kind of avoidant attachment kind of theories, if they would be able to really articulate, even if they saw it, what that is. Like, would they be able to pinpoint it, because in their life they don't know what it is? So I wonder if in that aspect you can comprehend. So like, if you don't have the comprehension, then I don't think you'd be able to necessarily articulate what you're trying to say as a love poem. You might describe it as something else and somebody else might be able to pinpoint it and be like, oh, that's love. But I wonder for those people who have experienced those issues, like you stated, Julian, not knowing what love is, or growing up in a different kind of home, or experiencing different kind of things, are they capable of writing a love poem? I'm just curious. I've never actually had an interaction with somebody and was like, hey, do you know how to write love poems? Like, that's not the question I go around on a daily basis.
Yeah, but please don't ask them that.
I'm not. But it does kind of make you think, like, is everybody capable? This is all opinionated. Obviously, y'all know our show is all opinionated, but it does make you kind of question, like, can I write a love poem? Am I capable of that? So that's always interesting. I like that question.
That I would have never thought that y'all would have came up with that. So that was pretty interesting to hear that, because I was just straightforward, like, yeah, anybody can write it.
Same wave.
Is it time for a quick, really quick follow-up question?
Oh yeah,
go for it.
Can you teach somebody how to write a love poem?
I think that gets interesting, because you can teach someone how to write a poem, but I guess it goes into, if they don't know how to describe love, can you teach that? So can you teach someone how to love? So music soul child. But and in that sense, I also think, to an extent, yes. I still want to say yes, because I think you can't teach someone how to love how you need to be loved. That's something you definitely learn yourself through trial, error, or you finally experience it by accident. But you can definitely teach certain things to look for, certain, like, at least ideas about it and different concepts at a theoretical base. But it's definitely something that's the actual experience. So yes, you can. But will it feel the same as another way? Maybe not, but I feel like you can teach someone how to write a love poem, though.
Yeah, I like that you said that, Boston. The authenticity might not be there, because, you know, obviously anytime you're getting taught something, you're 9 times out of 10 only doing it to please the teacher, not really because you want to. So the authenticity might be lacking, but in terms of can you teach somebody how to love versus the poem, that's definitely a deeper question. I mean, I feel like at this rate with therapy and the five love languages and all these relationship books that are out now, you very well might be able to teach somebody how to love. But again, that's definitely trial and error and just experience. Poetry, again, there's no right or wrong way to do it. So that's all by your own personal opinion. But yeah, I definitely think you could teach somebody how to write a love poem. It just won't feel as authentic as a genuine love poem.
Okay, that was me. That was a good question. I would say, okay, my bad. Y'all sitting here like, wait, what? I would say teaching somebody about love, first you would have to tell them, like teach them, okay, what is your definition of love? Do you think that it's an action, or do you think that it's like literally just a feeling? And so that comes with like how your definition is of love, and then you giving them the building blocks and just explaining like, okay, love encompasses this emotion and that emotion and that emotion and that emotion, like all put together. And I think maybe if they felt those other emotions before, and then you tell them like, love can be sadness, love can be grief, love can be happiness, joy, passion, like all those things put together, I think that would make it easier to explain to somebody what love is. And I know that just sounds so complex, but it's like you're putting building blocks together and you're creating something, a picture, something that has structure, something that makes more concrete sense, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. I don't know why that just made me laugh.
Hey, it made me laugh too.
No, it doesn't. That was a good question. Thank you for asking that. Anybody else have any other comments on that?
No.
I like y'all's answers.
That's interesting. Well, thank you. So why do you think love poems are so popular, if you think they're popular? Because some people might not think they're popular. So let me ask this in two separate questions, okay? Do you think love poems are popular? And if you do, why?
Okay. I think wholeheartedly that they are. I would think that love poems are probably the most popular poems out there. Because with literature, love is the most popular theme in literature. Like, just, I'm sorry. Like, if somebody says no, I'm gonna be like, okay, well, I guess that's their opinion. But to me, I think that it's a no-brainer that it's yes. It is very popular. Okay, so let me give you some examples. You see love poems in cards for Valentine's Day. You see them for birthdays. Like, there's poems in those cards that you buy. You read love poems by Shakespeare. Like, you, love poems are out there. And I think that's something that people really want to talk about, but it's hard to talk about. So then it's like, okay, let me write a poem. Or you might write something and you don't even think it's a poem, and it is. So I think they're really popular because people say sex sells. No, love sells. That's what I think. So
okay, with the new hashtags and taglines. Okay.
Listen, that's my answer. Okay. It's popular. Okay. People that haven't even experienced it, they want to be able to experience it. So I mean, things that I feel like I'm lacking in, like I don't have a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. I don't have a partner. I'm lacking in it. So I like to read about those kind of things because it's not presently in my life right now. And I just feel like you don't even have to be lacking in it. You could be in love and you'd be like, okay, I'm about to read some love poems because this is how I'm feeling right now. I want to know that somebody can relate to me. So that's why it's popular. It's popular. If you say it's not, I'm going to choke you.
Yo. He said, fight me. Oh my
God. It's not an opinion. That's just a fact. Stop sleeping.
It's just fact.
Stop the cap.
That is hilarious. Okay, that's valid though. That's valid. I feel it.
Nah, I think the complexity is a really important point though, because I think love poems, first of all, I think love poems are the most popular by far. I agree on that point. But I think that to understand why, you gotta understand that, well, first I would say that love poems are the gateway for a lot of people to the world of poetry. Like, you start writing poems because you start experiencing love or not experiencing love, which can go in a whole bunch of different directions. But also, I think a lot of people consider poetry just the abstraction of reality. So it's like, I don't know what love is. So since I don't have answers, I can just throw something out into this world that is postmodern and has no real set of fixed values and rights. So nobody can say this is wrong. So it's like, I don't have to embrace what I actually feel or what I actually think or what may actually be true or false. I can just say something and it be poetry and it be love.
That's a good answer.
That's true. Okay, Family Feud.
Anybody else want to agree?
I'm dead. I'm dead. I also agree that love poems are incredibly popular. And piggybacking off of what you said, Danielle, I think they're so popular because love is such a feeling that you're either chasing, you're embracing, or you're recovering from. Mm. And I think love poems can fit all three of that. And especially, like how you said, love sales. I'm saying love and lust, they be versing each other with the sales. But in both, I think it's both of them are confused for each other. Mm-hmm. Which increases the want for trying to find some way to seek it. I think love poems fill that void in so many different ways than one, and whether you realize it's a poem or not. And I think that's why they're so popular.
Okay, y'all in these deep answers. Okay. but no, I'm going to disagree. I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding, y'all. No, I absolutely agree. Danielle looked like she was about to fight me. but, okay, so follow me, okay? Because this might go over a lot of people's heads. But follow me. Okay, so love poems, I feel, are the most popular. Not only because of the feeling and because it's so desirable and a lot of people kind of chase that feeling. It's like a high. But also, I feel as though when you write and you have a passion for what you're writing, love spills through the page of that pen because you have a passion for it. And then on top of that, if journaling or poetry is something that you do as self-care, then naturally it's going to come off as a love kind of dynamic. Also, a lot of people don't consider self-love poems. Like, we only focus on couples and the abstractness of, you know, the feeling, but we never actually dive into that aspect of self-love, and whether this person is actually talking about self. You can be literally writing a poem about the colors of the freaking sky and it can be translated into love because you were reflecting on self and that's how you view yourself. And so it was a form to you of self-love. So I think no matter what poem you write, whether it was meant to be historic, elitist, musical, whatever the case may be, I feel like you can always read between the lines and find the either heartbreak, heartache, or love within those lines. I hope that made sense.
It did.
Okay. It made sense.
I definitely feel like, I mean, it's just, it's the basis of a poem, whether you intentionally do it again, because y'all know I love talking about intention. Whether
you probably said it 50 times in the season already.
On 8 episodes. So y'all know I love intention. But yeah, despite your intent behind whether you expected this to be a love poem or not, I feel like love spills through the page regardless. So definitely popular.
Okay. All right. So I have said before, I don't remember what episode it was, but I've said before that I actually don't write love poems. I just don't really write them. I never have. And I guess from the definitions we've been given, maybe I have wrote love poems, but I haven't written them with the intent that I was writing a love poem. So I wanted to ask if writing love poems are hard for y'all, and what about writing a love poem is hard?
For me, the hardest part sometimes is the reception. Because I don't think I've written a love poem for myself to read. It's always been for hoping for a good outcome from someone else. So that what makes it hardest for me, because I'm not just writing to be like, oh, I want to write to myself about how I'm feeling about love. Because I just think that. But usually I'm going to put it on paper is to be presented, and I get either anxious or worried. I'm like, ooh, how will this presentation come out? So that's the hardest part about creating poetry about love for me sometimes.
That's valid.
That's interesting. That's really
interesting. I agree with that. And I would say that because of that, writing love poems for me isn't hard at all.
Okay.
It's the easiest thing ever. Because of the fact that I know that I'm not writing it for myself, so I don't have to embrace what I actually feel. Like I can completely BS the whole thing and nobody will know. It'll still look decent or good or great even on paper, and people will still read this as I'm expressing myself. The only hard part is when I have to read it, or when I have to send it off, or when I have to look back on this piece in the future, and I have to question whether this is actually what I was thinking, or if I was just writing something to fill a space. So for me, the only hard part is reflecting.
Okay, also valid.
I mean, I guess I don't have that issue because I refuse to recite my poetry. But do I write poetry about love? I got a book, sis. Okay. I don't, that's all I write about. 9 times out of 10, unless it's social justice, I'm writing about love. So, I mean, it's not really hard. It kind of comes like that. Like when you texted me earlier and was like, how you figured that out that fast? Like, that's all that's on my mind. Like, people don't believe me when I say I am love. Like, I'm the epitome of love. My house says love all around it. Like, that's all I think about. That's all that's on my mind. I love a stranger. I love somebody that I've known for 10 years. Like, that's just all that I think about. Unless I'm looking at something that's making me sad in that moment. But even then, my empathy outweighs what I'm feeling. So really don't have a problem writing love poems. Like, that's just, it makes me happy. Whether I'm writing about heartbreak or falling in love, it makes me happy. I don't recite, so I don't have an issue with the reflection or reception or anything. But I mean, maybe one day I will. But other than that, I think creating love poetry is the easiest thing in the world for me. All that other poetry, not so much.
Well, I would say before we started recording this episode, because like a lot of this has already been very like thought-provoking for me, I would say that what was hard about me writing love poems is the fact that I kind of never knew how to express love through words. Like, I just never, that wasn't the way that I experienced love as much as I probably would have wanted to in my childhood. So it's like, how can you know how to do something that you were never taught or that you were never around? And I'm sorry, I'm getting kind of emotional, but this is really like, it's always been so hard for me to just tell somebody like, oh, this is why I love you, or even just telling them that I do love them. Like, I always got choked up. So I think now moving forward, I'm gonna try to write about love in poem form, because writing poetry is something that I love to do. So I think maybe it'll be easier for me to start to do. So yeah.
Yeah. So are you saying it was, okay, I don't know if I followed. You said it's hard for you to write about love, right? I heard that. Mm-hmm. And then you said it was also hard for you to verbalize it, or it was easier for you to verbalize it?
It was hard for me to verbalize it. So that just, if poetry is writing words, I can't even think of the words to say to somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been learning how to do that better now, but before, yeah, not so much.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I was just, I heard that, right? So that actually brings me, this is an off-topic question. I mean, it's an on-topic question, just not on the list of questions, because you make a valid point about verbalizing it. And we just had a episode about spoken versus written poetry. So do you feel it's easier to do spoken word poetry about love or written poetry about love?
I'd say it's easier to do spoken. For me, it's been easier to do spoken words similar to love, because I end up talking about heartbreak or the lack thereof. So yeah, just having like something written that I think is good enough, I think spoken word is easier. And I know that sounds funny because I just said it's hard for me to verbalize it, but just easier.
Yeah, I feel that. For me, it's harder. I'm too shy for that. Like, being vulnerable is not my strong suit. So I'ma just sit here and write my little poem in my little book and be on my merry way.
I definitely think written poetry is easier for me on the topic of love, because I feel like when I'm trying to perform it, that's what it is it's a performance, and it's not as sincere. Like when I'm writing something about love, I want to leave it all on the page. I don't want to have to perform it in front of a crowd, because I feel like I'm gonna try to be too technical. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna focus too much on how people are perceiving my body. But with just written poetry, you kind of remove that whole layer, and you give people the opportunity to imagine what you were looking like and how you were, the space you were kind of in as you were writing it. So I kind of prefer that.
I also agree. I'm on the written side for love poetry as well. It takes away the performance, and I kind of just, it just flows much easier. I don't expect nothing. I don't get tripped up in words or tripped up in anything. It can just flow as purely as it comes straight out of my mind to a pen. And I definitely enjoy I'd rather write it than speak it.
Okay. That's facts. Honestly, I probably shouldn't have even answered that question because I don't do it. But yeah, leading on to that, just quick, just choose one. Is it easier for y'all to write about heartbreak or love? Just pick one.
I'm gonna go quick to the draw. I'm gonna say heartbreak sometimes.
All right.
Because heartbreak flows hotter for me.
Okay.
The more violent reaction, more like, now I gotta say something on my chest. I'm ready, I'm off. All my love is usually more calm, like it's strong, like you'd be like, ooh, boy, chill out. But like, it's like calming in reaction in some ways, like a little water, you know, it's like, ooh. But I definitely get some more fire in the heartbreak, so I'll write about it quickly.
Oh, God. I say both, honestly. I can't pick one. Like, they are even 50-50. If I go through my little notebook, it'll be an even 50-50 for sure.
All right, Julian.
Love has more possibilities. All right. So I'll say love.
Well, clearly, I'm going to say heartbreaks.
Hey, we right here.
But I be mad, bro. I be about to cry. I be upset. I be like, all right, let me go grab a pen before I punch somebody instead.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not violent, y'all.
Oh, my gosh. I'm weak. Don't be fooled, okay? Don't be fooled.
Anywho.
I'm dead. But with that being said, talking about poems about heartbreak or love, I would like to propose a little game.
Okay.
A little opportune
gates of opportunity. I didn't know where I was going with that one. I'm just going to go on to it. I'll say, everybody here on the platform, can you write four lines to an ex or a lover / crush that you have right now? And when you do, are you willing to share them out loud with all of us as two?
We ain't scared.
Okay.
Scared. We came prepared, actually.
Oh. Okay. Y'all read the notes. Okay. Same. Somewhat, actually. Kind of. Maybe not. But that's okay.
Oh, man.
No, shade.
So wow. Who would like to start it off then?
Day Marie, since she a lover. Go ahead, Day Marie. Yeah.
The CEO of love.
Or Julian. Either one of y'all, since y'all was like, I'm a poet of love. Like, go ahead.
You got him there. Poet of love or CEO of love. Who's going first?
Not CEO of love. Julian, I'm gonna let you take this. Okay.
Ooh. Oh, it goes to the guest.
Okay, that's pressure. You can handle that.
Ready.
There's no bad poem. This is better than mine, man. Better tie it. No, okay.
All right, let's get it. This is untitled, as I personally feel all love poems should be. I love most on wooded roads, when the sun rains Morse code between regal trees, running footloose along Interstate 70. I love most at the 24-mile marker, a half hour's hike from your exit. I can never catch how many cones go by, how many roads lead south.
Wow.
Maybe we shouldn't have let him go first.
What I say about
it. Y'all last for it.
They don't call you the poet of love for nothing. I see.
He did not have to go that hard.
That was an own title. Earned.
Drop the mic. The show is over. We're done.
Xbox, but please. Actually, you picked the mic back up. Day Marie, it's your turn.
Girl, I like how you keep putting me on the spot.
Crazy how that happens.
Always. All right.
Chop, chop.
It's kind of funny that I said I write about love. This is actually a heartbreak kind of breakup poem. Real quick, to the point, because I don't got nothing to say to my ex. So here it is. Dear ex, I wish you all the best, but it's my time to flex. What did you expect? Looking all perplexed, in the words of Ariana. Thank you. Next.
Hold on, draw the mic again.
Okay, bars. It's a bars. Hold on.
That was bars.
That was clean. I like that one.
He said he like it. I'm ready to like his. Next. Go ahead, Boston.
I'm crazy. All right, bet. Here we go. This one is titled. This one is called Honey Butter. That's my nickname for my girl.
Oh,
like the honey butter chicken biscuit. Okay.
You already know. It's a classic.
Okay.
But you go for it. My favorite song is The Smile You Make. Added with the reverb of a simple smack of your lips, connected with the steady beat of your love, makes a symphony that couldn't echo better.
Aww.
That the music made me want some Popeyes for real.
I'm dead.
Not the Popeyes.
No lie.
Oh, yeah, man. You need some
Church's biscuits right now.
Okay. Don't let me run up the street now, okay? That was cute.
You sound soulful. Yeah, that's beautiful.
I am weak.
I love it. You better turn that part all the way up and put it on repeat.
I'm dead.
Yeah. Okay, with your little four-line poem about biscuits.
I'm dead.
No, I'm just kidding.
Off. I'm going home.
We love it. Danielle, you last but not least. So
The one and only. Okay.
Here we go.
All right, so here goes. Funny how being with you felt like therapy. I doctor you up and you doctor me up. But now that you're gone, I'm seeing someone with their PhD, talking to them about the past that was you and me.
That's deep. Love is a roller coaster. I swear it is. Okay.
It's a tsunami, bro.
That's 500 miles per hour. Tell him.
500 miles per hour.
Like these Houston drivers. But yeah, that was neat. I like it. Y'all did a good job. I'm so proud. I like
that. Everybody flexed. Everybody
I like flexed. That. But to wrap it all up, to, you know, bring it all in, ended on a light note. Do y'all have a favorite love poem, movie, or song? Or if you're like me, have multiple favorites?
This one was a friendship love. And I feel like it's one of the only movies I really cried to. Y'all ever watch Bridge to Terabithia?
Bruh.
Cried at that friendship, boy. When she died, I was so hurt as in my fifth grade self. They're like, Bubba, you crying? I said, yes, bro. This man, whole movie trying to make a friend he loved, dies. Yeah, I was hurt.
Traumatic.
That was one of my favorites.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. Dang, why did I just forget the name of the movie? Feet apart. I don't know. It's about a girl who had leukemia, I believe. And this other guy who was in the hospital with her, and they fell in love, and he made it out, but she didn't. Ah, look, I'm about to tear up just talking about it. That was it, and it's a true story. So I think that's why I got so emotional when I watched it. It was a true story.
Okay.
And it was faith-based because her whole church was there, like, praying for her, praying for him, and all this. Emotional. So that was one of my favorites. But my all-time favorite love movie, no, it's not Love and Basketball, is Brown Sugar. Because...
Classic. It is a classic.
Listen,
Brown Sugar is so classic. Slept on, yo.
Okay. I'm from New York. It's me and my best friend's favorite movie, my guy best friend. We both from New York, so we can relate to that movie. The music in it, the poetry, the just the whole dynamics. It is my favorite love movie because I low-key always fantasize that I'm Sanaa Lathan in that movie. And I can relate. So all-time favorite. In terms of music, I don't have a favorite love poem just because, I mean, I love all love poems, so... I don't have a favorite. But music, I do love Cocoa Butter Kisses, No One by Alicia Keys. I will sing that to the top of my lungs every day, all day. Broken Hearted Girl by Beyonce and Saturn by Ne-Yo. Love those songs. I keep them on repeat. So yeah. Okay. If you don't know those songs, look them up.
Okay.
I haven't heard the Ne-Yo one, so I'm definitely going to check that one out.
He has such a beautiful voice.
All right. I would say this movie is a little bit corny. People be hating on it. I feel like it's underrated too. But it's Beyond the Lights. I love that movie.
That is such a good movie.
Yeah. And favorite love song, I wouldn't say I have a specific one, but whenever I think of like music that has to do with love, I think of Sade immediately. So a lot of her songs. Favorite poem, don't really have one because there's so many good ones out there.
Okay, for me, I think so my favorite movie involving love is undoubtedly, no question, Mo Better Blues. Favorite song, love song, is I Love You by Terrace Martin. It's basically a gospel love song, but he's a jazz musician, so it's jazzed up. It's a beautiful song. I have two favorite love poems. One is Dear Ex-Lover by Jasmine Manns. Just gut-wrenching every time. And then Waffles by Zora Howard.
I've heard of Waffles. I never actually read it though. Those are all good choices. Y'all got some good taste. But yeah, so if y'all haven't heard of any of the things that we just stated, y'all should go look them up. They'll have you in your feelings. Maybe they have you crying, laughing, feeling good inside, but I guarantee you it's a good time. So look it up. But that's all we have for y'all this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. As always, it's been real at the Spoken Soul podcast. And thank you, Julian, for joining us.
Yes. It was great having you. Great pleasure being here. Thank y'all for having me.
Absolutely. So it's a wrap, y'all.
Right, and thank you for listening to Spoken Soul, where we speak from the soul,
and let our feelings, flow.
Woo!